Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
This is like the El Clasico of Rockin' the Suburbs. It's replacements against REM, right? It's Man U against Man City. It's the greatest rivalry you can think of. Mets versus Yankees, right? What are the other great matchups? You can think of them.
All right, guys, I think it's time to do a bracket update here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I am Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us are our expert analysts. Welcome, Bill Mulligan.
Hey, it's good to be here.
And Jason Goble.
Hey, everybody.
All right, we're recording this a little bit later in the evening than we normally do, so you might hear the effects of that. I don't know about Patrick, but I'm a bit lit. Patrick might be fully lit.
Yeah, I've had several cocktails and a deer tranquilizer, so I probably should be discarded for anything I say on this podcast.
I'm doing this a la Hugh Hefner After Dark, and I have a jazz band coming depending on how late we run. So,
nice.
You may hear some jazz music at some point.
What about the Mulligan household? How's things there?
Well, I did mix up some grasshoppers earlier. So
grasshoppers?
Yeah, with homemade creme de main. None of that store-bought stuff.
Dude, we should be at Bill's house.
Yes.
All right. I got some bourbon
on the rocks. I love ginger.
I got some bourbon on the rocks right now in the Don Ho glass, which I was showing these guys before we started recording. The vintage, authentic Don Ho glass. Rocks
Very
glass.
Impressive. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Mm.
Don Ho!
Yeah. Don Ho, known for Tiny Bubbles, right? That was his big
thing. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So here we're going. Here we go. Sorry. The bracket update. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to recap the second half of the second round. So that would be the listeners and the hosts brackets or quadrants. And then we'll do a full Sweet 16 preview. We had already recapped earlier the other two quadrants of the second round. So we don't need to go back into that. People can go back and listen. It's there forever. It never leaves. All right.
Until the internet dies and then we're all
So real quickly here, I don't know if we need to go through this match by match because they are pretty much the same bands over and over again, but if you don't know already, we're doing 80s album madness, and that's people voting on their favorite out 80s albums, and it goes daily on facebook.com/suburbspod. And in the listeners quadrant, where listeners chose the albums that made up this quadrant, we have a lot of REM and we have a lot of replacements. In fact, that's pretty much all that's left. I shouldn't even say pretty much. That is all that's left in the listener quadrant. But I'll quickly run down what we have here. We had REM's Murmur defeating Minutemen Double Nickels on the Dime, 114-38. We had Replacements Let It Be defeating another SST album, Husker Du Zen Arcade, 135-26. And then we had REM's Reckoning defeating the Pretenders' debut, 88-58. That one was not a total blowout there. And then Replacements Tim defeating REM's Life's Rich Pageant, 94-70. So, I don't know. Just any overall thoughts on those results, guys?
So, let me just start with, I guess, the REM Pretenders matchup, Reckoning versus Pretenders. Hats off to the Chrissy Hines people, including myself. It ended up being closer than I thought it was going to be, especially after what happened in the first two matchups of this bracket, with Murmur blowing out the Minutemen and the Replacements blowing out Husker Du. Again, a respectable win. You know, they won by 30, but I'll be honest, I was expecting a lot worse. But we have to talk about the four versus five, because we have the Yankees versus the Red Sox. We have Ohio State versus Michigan. And now, and admittedly, this started 2 years ago, but now, especially what's to come in this bracket, it is REM Nation versus Matt's Militia, and round one goes to Matt's Militia with an impressive win by Tim. You know what? Even Craig Rosen, I apologize, Craig, if I'm blowing your REM cred here, but I double-checked the vote, and you voted for Tim as part of this. So again, a good win to start for the Matt's Militia, and we got some more, obviously, to come.
Not only can I not add to that, I'd be afraid to try. So.
And I'm the sober one here.
He's the designated driver.
That's right. Oh, you probably don't want to get in a car with me.
I was just wondering, does Jason even
drive? Arrested for speeding.
Do you drive, Jason?
I actually rented a car yesterday because I had to go out to Long Island. And yes, the car made it back in one piece. I also made it back in one piece. So I do drive when I have to.
All right. Very good. Okay, should we just move on to the hosts quadrant here? These are albums that Patrick and I picked, and once again, the overall vote totals were depressed, I think. But nevertheless, we had four matchups here. Let me just run these down. Another Replacements album, Pleased to Meet Me, over Fugazi's debut. Wow, 218 on Pleased to Meet Me versus 33 for Fugazi. Then we had Los Lobos, How Will the Wolf Survive, with 63 over Pete Townsend's Empty Glass, 54. So that was relatively close. We had Tracy Chapman debut album with 80 votes over Rockpile's Seconds of Pleasure with 34. And then finishing up with John Mellencamp's, or should I say John Cougar Mellencamp's, Aha, with 68 votes over the Feelies, The Good Earth, with 55. So that one was pretty close as well. Any thoughts there from the analysts on the less impressive hosts quadrant?
Admittedly, I guess if you're comparing this to the NCAA tournament, Fugazi, I guess you would say, is the equivalent of a small school. But the Matt's Militia came out strong and came out very strong. I mean, you know, look, the Tim Live Search pageant, we knew was going to be close. But I figured the a number would be like that in the Replacements Husker Du matchup. So for them to get 218 is pretty impressive. Tracy Chapman continues to be a strong number 16. I think it was one that we all thought was probably going to end up going that way, but Tracy Chapman again with an impressive win. I got to give credit to the Feelies. I thought Mellencamp would win by a bigger margin, and I do like the Feelies, but I didn't no, it was going to only be a 13-point win by Mellencamp. I thought that one would be bigger. And, yeah, the battle in this one was between Los Lobos and Pete Townsend, and the Wolf survived.
Did survive, yes.
Wolf did survive. Oh, also the Phillies getting 55, fantastic. The Empty Glass and Will the Wolf Survive, I thought was a super fascinating mashup. Both great albums. Both different in their own way, and like one of those great matchups that you get in a tournament where it's like, oh, you know, this totally different genre is going to play, you know, match up against this genre. Like, that's really cool. Like, it doesn't happen that much. You know, it's kind of like a World Cup, you know, kind of a matchup. But I just thought that was super fascinating and really enjoyed going back and listening to both records. So. And how about Tracy Chapman? Let's take it all away. Come on.
Love it. Love it. That is great. Okay, now let's look ahead to the Sweet 16. So these matchups will start, if you're listening to when this is posted, they will start today at noon Eastern time. Starting with, we'll just go through these one by one. So we got eight matchups, right? Starting with in the sales quadrant, AC/DC Back in Black versus Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction. Two heavy hitters.
Showdown time.
Turn it up to 12 and piss off your neighbors. I'll tell you, I have an upstairs neighbor who occasionally my music gets a little loud, a bang on the ceiling. I will shut it down immediately. Tomorrow, unfortunately, you're going to have to live with it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we got a battle of the Titans. Now, if you want me to make a prediction, I have to say, you know, Guns N' Roses, they've been getting high totals, but it's also been pretty polarizing in terms of the Facebook comments. I got to think AC/DC is going to take it.
Yeah, I mean, leaving aside your feelings about the personnel in the band, it's the same. It's a story we've heard a couple times so far in the tournament of a really solid entire album versus several fantastic singles. And it seems like the albums have been prevailing in that regard. And I think it's going to prevail again this time. So
you think that, Back in Black?
That being Black in Black, yes.
Okay, got it. Patrick, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going with the experts here. I think it's a toss-up, so I'm going to defer to the experts.
All right. Yeah, like you said, it'll be loud. All right. Now,
somebody's banging on the ceiling with a broom handle. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Now, in the next one, we got two really like seminal 80s acts here. We'll have Prince's Purple Rain going up against U2's The Joshua Tree.
Oof.
So this is the matchup, I'll be honest, I was hoping for and I thought would end up. I'll be happy with either one winning. But your commentator picked one of these albums to win. I win this matchup and then the bracket. And I'm pretty sure Prince will be raining jump shots throughout the day, Purple Rain, all over, hitting all over the court. But my man Bono is going to be shooting threes like he's peeling off bills. 100, 200. And ladies and gentlemen, outside, it's going to be Prince looking in as U2 makes it to the final eight.
Wow.
Or elite eight.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick left. He couldn't even take any more of that. I don't know. I just, it's Purple Rain as far as I'm concerned. I don't really have, I certainly don't have as eloquent an explanation, but.
I'll just say this is an interesting matchup for me personally because Purple Rain was one of those albums that just blew me away when I was in high school. Like, I had like a really like, visceral reaction, like this is like the greatest album when I first heard it in high school. And then the Joshua Tree was like not maybe not to the same extent, but like a really big deal when I was in college. Like, you know, it was like, oh, U2 has a new album. I'm going to buy that today. And it was amazing, right? So
I think that's the same way for me. And I guess I would just add that like I think this podcast has talked about like going to see a band when they perform an entire album as a show. And I actually couldn't make the New York date. So I flew the New York City area date. So I spent my Labor Day weekend up in the Rochester area 8 years ago because I had to see U2 play the Joshua Tree in its entirety.
Nice.
Wait.
Patrick, any thoughts on Purple Rain versus Joshua Tree?
I just can't wait to see who wins. Yeah. I think it's going to be fantastic. I really do. You know, like you guys said, the fabric of our musical foundations weaved into a matchup. I'm, you know, pretty excited about the way this is all shaken out. It's really nice.
It's cool. All right, let's move on to the critics quadrant. And there we will have, first off, The Clash London Calling versus Talking Heads Remain in Light.
So London Calling has definitely been the album that's been sort of running away with this. I mean, you have to look at that first round. I realize we just finished the second round, but you got to look at that first round matchup where they held 1999 to 29 votes. The one album that's left, and that's not meant as disrespect for the top of the bracket, because I know there's a lot of excitement up there too, but the one album that I think could potentially make a dent in London Calling is Remain in Light. I gotta be honest, as much as I love David Byrne and Chris Franz and Jerry Harrison and Tina Weymouth, I have to think London Calling wins. I'm hoping it's actually close, but I could also see it London Calling running away with this.
Yeah. I mean, I keep saying I agree, but that's just because Jason always goes first, darn you. Personally, of all the matchups in this round, this is the one where I'm closest to not being sure. Having said that, I've said already that I think London Calling is going all the way. But for me, this is the closest vote in this entire round. But I still think London Calling is going to pull it out.
Patrick?
I would say it's really interesting if an album that was just barely released in the 80s wins the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be interesting? It's actually released in 79 in the UK, but 80. Right. Just the first few days.
Right.
So that would be super fascinating, right. Yeah.
Okay, and then the other side of the critics quadrant, we have The Cure's Disintegration going up against Pixies' Doolittle. And Bill, do you want to go first?
Put me on the spot when I don't really have a whole lot to say. I truly don't have anything.
Okay, you can pass.
Intelligible.
You
to
can
say.
Pass in this pass. Game. It's okay. We'll go to Jason.
Look, and I know we've been talking about the Matt's Militia, but we also have to talk about Pixie Mania, because Doolittle has been on a run. They're about to go against Robert Smith. Even Neil Young came out yesterday and said, and basically Robert, who would have guessed that in the 2020s, Robert Smith would become the hero of the rock world at the end of the day. This is a tough one. I guess my heart says Disintegration, but my head is saying I think Doolittle is going to the Elite Eight.
I agree. That was a joke because I was complaining yes, about always having to say it.
I would say don't underestimate the power of eyeliner. It could make a difference here. I think it's the X Factor.
It could be. Is that the brand of eyeliner? The X Factor? Max Factor.
Sure.
All right, let's go. Let's move on.
X Factor, yeah.
All right. In the listeners' quadrant, we will have two matchups of Replacements versus REM, starting with REM's Murmur against Replacements' Tim. Feels kind of impossible to predict how this is going to go, but I'll leave that to the expert analyst. Bill, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Well, first I'll say, and you should probably cut this out because Patrick and I were texting on the side. I guess it was last week. not to take anything away from the Replacements, but the idea that 19% of the greatest albums of the 1980s are from the Replacements, to me, is just patently absurd. So that's the part you should cut out, because otherwise people will find my address and harm me.
Don't have an opinion, Bill.
No, I think for me, Murmur is Murmur's going to get my vote, but the it's as you indicated, it's just so hard to say. I mean, the two most passionate fan bases, not only going up head to head, but head to head, back to back. It's just if you like bloody knockdown, drag out fights, I think you're going to get two in a row on this in this quadrant.
Well, the other thing too that makes this, I think, so difficult to handicap is it's not even just like two passionate fan bases, but there's a lot of overlap with those fan bases.
Right, right.
And depending on the albums, it's really hard to say, right? So, Jason, what do you think?
So, it may be because I want to see this battle one last time. I picked Murmur to come out of this bracket, but I kind of look at the Tim as the album that has already beaten a Replacements album. I'm sorry, an REM album. And I have a feeling Tim's going to do it again.
The way I see it, from a, perspective of a guy who's seen both these bands live and had beers poured on his head at both shows. I think it's going to be another rematch. It's going to be like an El Clasico. This is like the El Clasico of Rock in the Suburbs. It's Replacements against REM, right? It's Man U against Man City. It's the greatest rivalry you can think of. Mets versus Yankees, right? What are the other great matchups? You can think of them. This is what it is. And I do think Murmur will advance against Let It Be. And that's what I think is going to happen.
It's like Hulk Hogan versus Jimmy Superfly Snuka coming off the ropes. I don't know.
Rocky versus Apollo Creed with Bill Berry playing the Burgundy guy. Mickey's the guy's name. Michael, you got to come out of the corner, Michael. You got to come out. Paul Westerberg's having your way with you. You got to come out and take care of this, man. That's a horrible Mickey. I apologize. You're any Rocky fan out there, too.
We promised we'd make this easy for Jim to edit.
No, you are. You are. This is all it's pure gold, Jerry. Okay. So anyway, the other one is the Replacements' Let It Be versus REM's Reckoning. Honestly, let's just cut right to this. What we want to see is Murmur versus Let It Be, right? Isn't that what all want to happen?
That's right.
I was going Reckoning versus Tim, but I'll take the bottom line is, as long as there's an REM album on one side and a Replacements album on the other side, I think that's what the community wants too.
Yeah, you're right, Jason. Reckoning versus Tim is a third place playoff. Let's just all
there you go.
That's right.
Admit that.
There you go.
It's for the bronze medal.
If we get two albums by the same band playing each other, then it feels like the universe is going to collapse in on itself. There's going to be like a snake eating itself. It's going to be all kinds of problems. We don't want that to happen. So let's vote this the right way, people. We want to get two different bands in. Okay. Let's move on to the much maligned host quadrant. The what do we got here? We have another Replacements album, Pleased to Meet Me, going up against Los Lobos. How will the wolf survive? How will the wolf survive, really, honestly?
Yeah, I like Los Lobos, but again, you look at that 218, and I think it's going to be a rough night in L.A. at the end of the day.
Yeah, there's not the the immovable object to resist,
right?
The irresistible force of the Replacements.
All right, and then the other side of that one, you'll have John Mellencamp's Aha going up against Tracy Chapman.
So, I think this is going to be close. I do think momentum may be on Tracy Chapman's side, and I think Tracy Chapman is going to get to the Elite Eight.
I second that emotion.
Sorry, I got all choked up by that. Yeah, I agree. Just you can cut that out and keep putting that in for me. I agree.
It's nice though. It's I don't know. This has been a revelation for me in this whole thing that there's such love for that Tracy Chapman album after all these years, and I think it's great. It really warms my heart.
I think it stood out when it came out. Like, there was really, I mean, and I know I said this before that there were probably albums like this, but this is the one that broke through. This is the one that got the national attention and And, you know, this is the thing, like, and I realize that we're talking about 2 years ago, but like when Tracy Chapman appeared at the Grammys with, I forgot who was the artist who covered, the song, Luke Combs, I think it is, who covered Fast Car. And then she did the duet with Fast Car. I know I was like, I'm like, please, Tracy Chapman, use this to get back in and start performing on a widespread basis. And so I think people have always had a safe, soft spot for Tracy Chapman. And it's coming out in this tournament, at least with the people voting in this one.
I think that Grammy's appearance was a launching pad to get to 80s album madness.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. All right, guys. I think that's about it for now. We will refresh our drinks and reconvene in about 8 days for this. And
the jazz band, by the way, didn't make it, but just so you know, the mouse actually appeared in a tuxedo tonight. So there you go. This is Rock in the Suburbs After Dark, ladies and gentlemen.
Dressed up for the event. I love it.
Did he have like
a little time?
I was happy to see the mouse.
You have like a little teeny martini glass?
Yes.
I love it. That's great, man. It's a party at Jason's house. All right. So let's get out of here. We'll have more stuff next week, and then at some point we'll come back and we will recap the Sweet 16 of 80s Album Madness. All right? Sound good, guys?
Okay. Yep.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Shadow, on behalf of Ginger, on behalf of Bucket, on behalf of Vermin, we thank you very much for listening. Well-dressed Vermin and Natalie attired. And
Mousy.
Yes. And we'll talk to you all later. See you guys. Jason and Bill, thanks very much.
Bye. We got some I would like to compliment Patrick for showing up this evening, given that all of his albums have now been eliminated from this quadrant.
Yes, and I want to give a hug to all 33 people that voted for the Fugazi album. So please send me your email address, and I'll drive to your house and hug you. And then I'll just be gone. It's like 3 minutes. 3 seconds.